Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
June 3rd, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, the power of bridge. Welcome back to another digital story. I'm going to talk about an application today that comes with Photoshop CS2 and CS3 and Photoshop Elements 6 for the Mac, and it's bridge. Now, regardless of how you're organizing your work right now, if you're using iPhoto, if you're using Lightroom, if you're using Aperture or some system that you've put together yourself, Bridge can complement all of those applications. And for some photographers, they could even use Bridge as their workflow organizer, even if they're not using the other stuff at all. And I want to touch on it a little bit today because I think that it's sitting there on a lot of hard drives out there, hard drives owned by photographers, and they don't really know how to use it, or they haven't really thought of using it. And there's a lot of great stuff in Bridge, so that even if you're just working on something temporarily and you're not ready to put it into your normal workflow, let's say you want to just look at a folder of images, or you want to just take a look at something that's on a memory card and find the best shot and turn it around quickly, and then get to your regular workflow later on. These are things that Bridge can do exceedingly well, and I want to touch on it just for a few minutes today. At its heart, Bridge is a file browser, and what that means is that you can point this application to any collection of images just about anywhere. They can be on your hard drive, they can be on an external hard drive, they can even be on your camera's memory card. And then you can look at those images, you can evaluate those images, and you can even do some work on those images, all in a non-destructive manner. Now, the thing that's interesting about Bridge, let's say compared to Aperture or Lightroom, is that not only does it work with JPEGs, not only does it work with TIFFs and Photoshop files, but it also works with movie files. And it works with other things too, because it's the idea that Adobe had when they created this application is that it is a bridge among all the applications in the CS suite. So, for instance, Bridge works with InDesign, and it works with Photoshop. So it is not just for photographers. However, there are a lot of tools in Bridge that are great for photographers. And let's say that you're working, let me give you a scenario, and then I'll talk a little bit more about some of the nuances. Let me give you a scenario. Here's a way that I use Bridge, even though I use Aperture and Lightroom and iPhoto, but here's a scenario where I use Bridge also. I have just shot, let's say, a portrait session, and I have the client right there, and they just want to see some of the shots and maybe make a pick right there and walk out the door with an image, with a print. And I go, okay, that's great. Now, later on, I could feed all of those images into one of my other applications, but I just want to do something right now, turn it around quick. In fact, I don't even want to put the images on my hard drive yet, per se. I just want to plug the card into the computer and do some work. So I do that. I put the card in a memory card reader, plug it into my computer, and then I point Bridge, I open up Bridge, and I point it to that memory card. And so then all the images come up. Let's say I have 50 shots, 50 headshots. So then I can browse through those shots, and you have a number of different ways to look at those images. They're called workspaces in Bridge. So I can just look at the thumbnails, or I can have a thumbnail strip at the bottom, and then when I click on one of the thumbnails, I get an enlarged view. I can even look at them full screen. I have all these different ways to look at the pictures. I can just motor through them really quickly. And then, let's say the client's standing there and they see a shot that they like. I go, oh, okay, that's a cool shot. It looks really nice. Could you make the skin tones maybe just a little bit lighter? Now, for me, these would be RAW files we're looking at, but they could be JPEGs that you shot on your card. It doesn't make any difference. So then I click on the shot that they like. I click on the thumbnail, and I hit Command-R or Control-R, and that will open that shot up in Adobe Camera Raw. Adobe Camera Raw works hand-in-hand with Bridge, and it's interesting how ACR functions, because you have ACR that works with Bridge, and then there's actually another ACR that works with Photoshop, and they're identical, but they're paired to those two different applications. So in this case, I'm not even using Photoshop. I just do Command-R, and that thumbnail that I click on in Bridge opens up in Adobe Camera Raw. And so right away, let's say I go to the Basic tab in ACR. I do a little exposure adjustment, maybe a little brightness. You know, exposure in ACR works with the highlights. Brightness works with the midtones. Maybe do a little color balancing. I could use the eyedropper tool in ACR and click on a neutral area and do just a quick color balance. Or I could use the temperature and tint sliders and hand color balance. I can do a little clarity, which gives a little pop to those mid-tone values and adds just a little fine, subtle sharpening in there. I could hop over to the tone curve tab and maybe just click on a point, let's say a cheek, on the image, and then just brighten it or darken that a little bit. And then I can even do some sharpening right there in Bridge by going over to the Detail tab and do a little sharpening. Oops, I meant in ACR. Very quickly, just get the shot so that it looks nice. I can use the cropping tool and maybe crop the image the way the client wants. And then when I'm done, I just click Done. And I can save the file out as a JPEG. Or I can do that right there in ACR by using clicking on the Save button. I could save it out as a JPEG, or I could click Done, go back to Bridge, and maybe pick another couple shots real quick. Remember, I haven't even loaded these on to my hard drive. Bridge is just reading them right off of the memory card in my camera. Do a couple more, save them out as JPEGs. I could put them on a flash drive and then hand them to the client. Or I could open them up in Photoshop really quickly and make a few prints. All of this, with the picture still on the memory card, I haven't committed to any workflow. I haven't had to worry about doing keywording or rating or anything. I'm just doing a fast job because at that moment, that's what I need to do. So I meet my initial need. In this scenario, let's say then the client's out the door. They're happy, and they say, you know, later on, I'd like to see a web page that has all the shots on it so I could pick a few more, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I say, no problem at all. And they say, then, in this case, I have to rush out the door to go do something else, let's say another shoot, or maybe I'm just starving and I have to go have some lunch, something like that. Then, later on, let's say that evening, I can take that memory card again, plug it into my computer, and then this time load the whole shoot into Aperture or load it into Lightroom and do my keywording, do my rating, generate my web pages, do all the stuff, you know, that I would normally do in my normal workflow, make sure that the images are backed up, you know, all the things that we've talked about on other shows that are really important. So in this case, and this is just one of the ways that I think Bridge is really helpful, what it allowed me to do was just quickly meet a need that I had at that moment, knowing that later on that I would do my regular workflow. Now, another time that I like Bridge, another scenario that I think it works great, is that I have a bunch of images on a hard drive, let's say. Let's say they're archived images from way back, 2002. and I just want to kind of motor through them. I think I'm looking for something, but, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I'd love to find something. I kind of want a boat shot or an ocean shot or something. And these older images may or may not be archived in Lightroom or Aperture. Maybe I haven't gotten around to doing the real old stuff yet. I only have the last few years in there. And I just want to browse to these folders that I know are on this hard drive. So I plug the hard drive in. I start browsing the various folders with Bridge, where I can look at the thumbnails. And if I see something I like, I can look at it in a large view of it. I can note where it is. If I see something that I go, ooh, you know what, that's a candidate, I'd like to pull that onto my local hard drive, onto my computer hard drive. Then I can save a copy of it onto my hard drive and keep browsing around. And just really have this nice, pleasurable browsing experience. I'm not worried at the moment about workflow or things like that. I just want to find some images, and I want to pull them off the external hard drive onto my local hard drive. And then I may import them into Aperture and work with them more later. Or I may just send them off to whatever I need to do. And again, I'm working quickly. I haven't really made any sort of workflow commitment, but I'm meeting a need that I have at that moment. One more scenario. I'm going to give you three scenarios right now. I got a bunch of them, but I'm not going to overload you with all my various bizarre workflow exceptions. Another one is I have pictures on a digital camera, say my compact camera, say I've been out shooting with my G9. And I also shot some movies. And so I want to browse the movies and the pictures together. Again, I point Bridge to the card. And there I can look at everything. I can see all my pictures. I can see, let's say that I'm just like Mr. Shooting in Every Mode on One Card kind of guy that day. So I shot RAWs and JPEGs of the same shot. So I have each of those. And I have movie files, all in the same card. Well, with Bridge, I can point to that card, and I can use, let's say, the filters in Bridge that are really nifty. They show up there in the left panel, and I can filter where I just say, I want to look at all the JPEGs. So I look at all the JPEGs, and then I say, I want to look at all the RAW files. Unclick JPEGs, click RAWs, do that. And then let's say, I want to look at all the AVI files, all the movie files. Unclick the other two and click on that, and then all I see are all the movie files. And if I double click one of those files, then Bridge will launch QuickTime for me, let me watch the movies, figure out which ones I want, go, oh, you know what, I'm going to save that one off, I'm going to trim it up in QuickTime Pro, and then I'm going to go drop it onto a web page or something like that. Again, really fast. It's like a Swiss Army knife for your visual work. I've met that need. I still have everything on that card. Later on, I can organize them and do my regular filing system. And I think this is really the hidden power of Bridge. One of the complaints in the CS2 days was that Bridge, which at that time I think was Bridge 1.0, was too slow. And it was slow, in all honesty. And so I think that possibly some people tried it then, didn't have a great experience, and moved on to other stuff and never really revisited the application. Now, if you're working with CS3 or the latest version of Photoshop Elements for the Mac, there's a completely new version of Bridge. And this thing has evolved a lot since Adobe originally shipped it. And it is faster, and it has a lot more controls in it. And I can tell you right now that this application is going to keep evolving. They're not done with it. They want to make it a great standalone application that works with all of your other Adobe programs in the suite. So Bridge is going to continue to motor along. But it allows you to do Now, quickly, and I'm underlining quickly because it's much snappier, it allows you to look at all the metadata in any of your shots. And I mean, all of the fields. I mean, one of my complaints when I'm working in iPhoto is that iPhoto will show you some of your XF data and not others. And, you know, you get a nice limited view, but it is a limited view. In Bridge, when you click on a shot, click on the thumbnail and looking at the metadata panel there on the right side, you can see all of the XF data and all of the IPTC data. And then, of course, you can even add IPTC data at that point. You can add keywords if you want. You can do all that sort of stuff that we talk about in the workflow, but it's all right there for you, ready to look at. So it's a great way. Another, and this doesn't qualify as a scenario. I'm just sort of, you know, thinking out loud here. But it's a great way also if you just want to point it to a bunch of shots and just take a look at the metadata. Just see what's going on with those shots. You know, did I shoot those at ISO 400 or 800? Did I shoot those with the 5D or with the, you know, the Rebel? Did I, you know, what did I do there? Did I have a custom white balance set? You know, did I use one of the presets or am I in auto mode? You can see all of that stuff quickly in the same interface where you can make other changes, where you can do other things, such as launch Adobe Camera Raw and maybe even do a little of adjusting. Bridge, if you want, also allows you to rate your photos with star ratings. So you can go through and rate them. And those ratings, by the way, are compatible with Lightroom. So for instance, if you do some metadata work in Bridge, let's say add some keywords, and let's say give those images some star ratings, and then you're working in Lightroom and you're working, you know, with reference files in Lightroom, when you go ahead and point Lightroom to that same folder of images, your star ratings and the metadata that you've added will be there in Lightroom too. So, and Adobe's working to improve the compatibility between those two applications. But even if you do a little work in Bridge during your quick and dirty mode, then when you go back to do, you know, to finalize your stuff and to really make everything look the way that it should in Lightroom, the work that you did in Bridge is carried over to Lightroom so that you haven't, you know, done any one-off stuff, so that everything that you're doing continues to move the ball forward regardless of where you started in Bridge or in Lightroom. Another thing that I like to do in Bridge is just generate slideshows on the fly. So I have a bunch of images sitting in a folder for whatever reason. Let's say they're a project that I worked on. And I save them all out as, you know, high-res JPEGs in a folder, and they're all organized and everything. And I have someone that wants to see them. Well, I could point Bridge to that folder and show them the shots in the Bridge interface. Or I could go ahead and just generate a slideshow on the file. On the file. You know, it's funny. Every show I have to say something stupid like that. I guess just to prove that I'm not mechanical and that I really am a human sitting here at the microphone. I can generate a slideshow on the fly, complete with transitions and so forth. I mean, you know, I can have nice dissolves or whatever I want. Again, no commitment. It's not something that I'm going to save off and put on a website somewhere. I just want to make a nice presentation right there with a bunch of images that I have somewhere, and I want to do it quickly. And a slideshow is a great way to do that, and with Bridge, you can do it on the fly. In an earlier podcast, it wasn't one that was that long ago, I also talked about Photo Downloader, which I think is another one of those hidden gems on our hard drive. It comes with you know, CS3. I believe it's also part of CS2, although I'm not absolutely sure. I'd have to double check that, but I know for sure it's part of CS3, and it's also part of Element 6 for the Mac. So if I did want to do a formal download of those images, and I wanted to put them where I'm storing everything, and I'm working quickly on the fly. I could use Photo Downloader, put the images where I want, create subfolders even, rename them as I'm uploading them, add some basic metadata as I'm uploading the images, say copyright and author name and so forth, have those go into the folder, and then look at them in Bridge, do whatever I have to do at that moment. While I'm doing, if I see something that I really like, if I know it's a good shot and I've looked at it in a magnified view, so I might give it just a quick 3 or 4 star rating, do all that, meet my need, and then later on point Lightroom to those same images that I brought in via Photo Downloader and, you know, looked at quickly in Bridge. Then Lightroom sees everything that I've done. It remembers the metadata, including my name and my copyright and the star ratings. And then I can move the ball forward in Lightroom and continue my work later on when I have a little bit more time to do that sort of stuff. I'm going to tell you one other fun thing about Bridge, and then I'm going to let you go off and explore it on your own. But this is really cool, and I used this one the other day. So I took a bunch of shots indoors. I think it was in a little townhouse, and just kind of shooting the different parts of it. It was under tungsten lighting, and I hadn't actually gone through and done a custom white balance. I was just grabbing some quick shots. And the shots turned out pretty good, but they were all kind of, you know, too yellowish, too orangish from the tungsten lighting. There were white walls in there, and I really wanted the walls to be white. And I needed to turn those around quickly. They were actually going to go on to a real estate site for people that were shopping for this place. So, you know, and I didn't have a lot of time to fool around, which is kind of the theme of this whole show, right? Not a lot of time to fool around. Just got to meet somebody's needs right now. So what I did was, let's say I had a series of 8 shots in a bathroom, all under the same tungsten lighting. The walls looked a little too yellow, and you don't want your bathroom walls to look yellow when they're supposed to be white. It just sends the wrong message. So in Bridge, I selected all 8 photos, you know, doing the standard, you know, select one, hold down the shift key, select the one at the other end, and then all of them in between are selected. And then did Command R and opened them up in Adobe Camera Raw, which works with Bridge. And they all show up, all 8 shots show up on the left side in a row. So then I work on the first shot and I just adjust the white balance, either using the eyedropper tool or working the temperature and tint sliders by hand. Get the one that I like right. Then all I have to do is select the other 7 along with that one that I corrected and click on the synchronize button. And it brings up another little dialog box and says, well, what do you want to synchronize? So I just uncheck everything and make sure that only the white balance adjustment is synchronized. And then ACR applies that same correction to all the other 8 shots. I mean, this takes like 2 seconds. I mean, it's really fast. I don't have to go through and do each one by hand. So then all 8 now have the correct white balance. Then I just click done. They all go back into Bridge. You know, Bridge, you know, ACR closes down. Bridge comes forward again. The thumbnails are all updated with the correct white balance. They're still selected. And then I get to save those off as, let's say, JPEGs at 640 by 480 onto my hard drive. I put them in a folder and then I send them off to the person that needs to put them on a web page. The whole thing takes really, literally, just a few minutes. And then, you know, later on, if I need to, I can go back and put them in my photo application or whatever I want to do. But suddenly, I've done this sort of this batch process correction of a whole bunch of shots in just a few minutes worth of work. So I'm going to let you, I hope that these scenarios have sort of wet your palate a little bit. And that if you have a recent version of Bridge sitting on your hard drive now, and if you're not using it, go take a look at it. Seriously, go take it. Point it to a folder of images and just play around. It's non-destructive, even with JPEGs. So, and you know, you can test this for yourself. Open up a shot in Bridge. Find something that you like. You know, do Command R so you open it up in Adobe Camera Raw. Use the crop tool, crop part of the photo, click done, and then you'll go back to Bridge and you'll see the thumbnail is now cropped. Okay, then open it up in ACR again, right? Click on the crop tool, and you'll see not only what you cropped, but then you'll see the rest of the image will be there waiting for you. So it didn't actually throw away any data at all. It remembered everything, and then you could crop it a different way, click done, save that out as a JPEG, you know, and then, you know, on and on and on. So the fact that this mini workflow, this Bridge / ACR workflow, is non-destructive on top of everything else is some serious icing. I mean, the really good icing on an already very tasty cake. So if you have it, take a look at it seriously and just, you know, get a little familiar with it. You might not use it for your everyday work, but once you know it's there and once you know how to use it a little bit, I guarantee that a scenario will come up for you where you'll go, man, I'm so glad I have this. This is a really cool application. This is a nice tool to have in my photographer's bag of tricks. Okay, well, it's June, so that means we have a new photo assignment for June. And drum roll, please, a photo assignment for this month is motion. Oh, fun one. It just felt like a good kind of summertime photo assignment because, you know, now we're outdoors a little bit more, although the shot doesn't have to be outdoors. But motion, and there are so many ways to talk about motion. It can be a flowing water. It can be a bicycle going by where you do a panning shot. It can be a spinning water wheel. It can be a bicycle tire. It can be anything, right? So emotion. That's a different photo assignment, right? Oh, emotion as a photo assignment. I don't know about that. That might be... I'm not quite ready for that. Let's just stick with regular motion this month. But I think it'll be a fun photo assignment, and I really look forward to seeing what you do with it. And then, wow, you guys really came through a lot of times at the last minute, but you really came through on Pool of Light for last month's photo assignment. And we have a great collection. We have a great collection, and I'm really going to try to get that collection up earlier than near the end of the month. I know I've been running close to the wire myself lately, so I'll try to not wait so long. But for those of you that stepped up to the plate on Pool of Light, I really thank you, because here I was worried, you know, that I had really, you know, messed up last month's photo assignment, and a whole bunch of you saved me. And I think when you see this gallery, you'll like it a lot. I want to mention about grab shots. As always, please, if you're sitting on one, make sure you send it in to me. And I want to thank our sponsors. We have great sponsors, Boink Software. They make Photomagico, the best slideshow software for the Mac. Red River Paper Company, we've got a little fun thing that we're going to do this month with Red River, so stay tuned. But they also have a tile on all the pages in the Digital Story, and they're running a nice little sampler offer right now for Digital Story readers. So if you haven't taken a look at that, click on that tile, see what you think. And also Expo Imaging, the makers of Expo Disc, which I think is the easiest way to do custom white balance. Thanks to all of our sponsors for supporting the show. Thanks to you for supporting the show and bailing me out when I screw up a little bit, like I did on last month's photo assignment. Go out, take some shots. I'll have fun things to talk about next week, and we'll meet back here. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.